makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is the word of the Lord.
Yeah, you can hear me too. Woohoo! All right, awesome. So it's the first time I'm going with the Madonna mic tonight, so I'm quite excited. So it's my pleasure to be able to be here tonight. It's my second time up here preaching some of God's word. So I did do the internship last year, if you're unaware, and so I had the pleasure to be able to do it again this year, follow it on thanks to Shane. Just my computer's trying to look at me, just give me just a second, just hold that thought. But it's been like such a pleasure with the change up as well, with the internship having like 11 people instead of like three others can count. It was really, really great, and I'm really enjoying this year as well. So just going to have a quick prayer before I get started, and then I'll be able to tell you what that is about. Awesome. Lord, I thank you for the honor of being able to be here in your presence tonight. And I really pray that you just speak through me your words that you want to speak, and touch each person here with the spirit of your love and kindness. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Awesome. So I want to start tonight. I had my testimony last year, and so it's kind of a bit similar. So I'm going to pick up where I left off, sort of. For those who haven't watched it already, I did have a go last year, and I encourage you to have a look at or listen to that as well on the Seeds website. But just because you may not have seen it, I'm going to try and do it in a quick 5 minutes, but we'll see how we go. So last year I used the stage a lot, so I'm going to do it again this year as well. So first of all, I was born October 1st, 1998. That means I'm turning 20 this year, which is very scary, I know, but that's for me. Anyway, I was born, Dad raised me in a Christian household for all of my life, and I want to say thank you to Dad, first of all, because it's just been absolutely amazing. So come on, give him a clap so I don't have to watch me cry. That's good. went up, and Dad's, brought me here as well for all of my life, which has been great, as my school all the way through. So I could keep walking, but I'm going to stay here. From reception all the way to year 12, it was a blessing being able to be in the same school and not have to change as well. I thank the Lord so much for that. But then it was about in year 8 where I had my first sort of like faith, let's go. I heard a sermon on the weekend, and then I was like, hey, Dad, can I get baptized? And I was like, I'm almost 100% certain that I had like a very little idea what that meant. But I did. I ended up getting baptized here by our current youth pastor, Pete Ricks, which was absolutely amazing. I got dunked. And then I, started coming to X, like going, I'm a leader there now. Hey. I'm a leader there now, and it is one of the most, the biggest pleasures to be able to lead there and lead the kids. It's so much different. But because I didn't go to Emmaus, it was kind of hard to step in. But it was still good that God was still working in me, even though I didn't have any Christian friends at school or anything like that. I still was being brought here and being able to be in the presence of my Father. So I still had my faith, but it was just kind of like really boring. It was in my back pocket, and I, at the end of year 12, I put it in my hand. I had the chance to, I got invitations to do stuff all through school. I'm like, nah, that's boring. Nah, I don't want to do that. There's people, I don't know anyone. Why would I do that? And so instead, I just didn't do it, stayed to my boring old life. But end of year 12, I had the chance to sort of just chill, to think about it. And in that time, something must have clicked in me. I don't know what it was, many just not having any assignments to do for so long. But it was just great to be able to reflect and to see where my life was at. And so I didn't accept my first invitation. And that invitation was to Young Adults Camp. A couple of years of, oh man, it's been, I'm getting old, guys, come on. a couple of years ago. And it was really great. Like, that was the first time that I've ever experienced what it's been like to be a part of a Christian family, a part of people who love Jesus and always love people as a result. And so I, you know, went there, and then as a result of that as well, got invited by Shane and also Lockie Hillier, who can't make it tonight, but went to started leading at XS as well, which was so much better than what it was like at school, because, you know, I felt like I had authority. No, not really. but that was amazing, and just ever since then, because it was the invitation that I had just lifted me up so much, I decided to just start accepting invitations and not just let them go to waste. And so I did. I went to my first Easter camp as a leader, which was like one of the most revolutionary things in my life. Like, down on me, it was absolutely amazing. And many would know, for me in my, I'm going to say previous life, because it does change. They would know that I was, you know, kind of a bit shy, not really ready to stand up in front of some people and have a talk, but I still did. And like, God has changed my personality so much that I'm at this point, and I love people, I love doing stuff, and it's absolutely amazing. Thank you to Jesus for that. And so, yeah, I mean, after that as well, instead of, you know, just waiting on it, I started to invite others along, because I'd felt the power of the invitation. I invited others along to feel what I felt too, because it's absolutely crazy how much it's changed my life. And so I did. I invited my mate Michael along, who was one of my friends at Woolcroft College, one of my non-Christian mates, because none of them were. But it was amazing. We brought him along to SYG, which is going to happen in a couple of weeks' time. And that changed his life. He came along, I invited him along, I thought, yeah, he loves sport, I love sport, let's do some sport together. So we did, and then he was like, wow, these people are pretty cool. Man, God's people are pretty cool. And then, who knows it, this, up to now, he's coming to church every single weekend. He's talking about how we can bring all of our other friends to faith as well. So it's just amazing how much God can switch someone who's so hard-hearted to someone who's just so loving and just ready to spread love from that. And it's just crazy to see how quickly it can happen too. Just one invitation, it'll happen. This was like a huge highlight in my faith. And so it was a mountaintop moment. Oh man, I feel really tall up here now. It was a mountaintop moment. It was one of the best moments of my life, being able to see someone who I cared for, someone who I loved, and being able to bring them into what I felt and who is now a Christian. And now, instead, they get to live eternity loving the Lord. Many mountaintop moments, heaps of them. But you know what the funny thing is? As we talked about in Psalm 23 just there, when you walk through the darkest valley, you have a lot of times when you're in the darkest valley, and I felt that. I don't want to duck down, but it's low, all right? The darkest valley, it's no good. You feel like you're just stuck in it. You can't get out. It kind of feels like God's abandoned you. And there's so many times when, you know, stuff like anxiety, when you think, you know, God's identity for me is that I would not be scared of anything. I don't have to fear because God is by my side. But you still have those times where you're just like, oh, why me? Why me? Why not me even? And why everyone else but me? And so, at this time, I just want to read one verse. It's gonna hit the nail on the head. So can you bring up 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9 for me, Stephen? So this is the Passion Translation, by the way. I highly rate it. Please get into it. It's like a different, fresh wind on what the Bible tells us. But I'm going to read it out. So, but he answered me, my grace is always more than enough for you, and my power finds its full expression through your weakness. So I will celebrate in my weaknesses, for when I am weak, I sense more deeply in the mighty power of Christ living in me. So I am not defeated by my weakness, but delighted. For when I feel my weakness and endure mistreatment, when I'm surrounded with troubles on every side and face persecution because of my love for Christ, I am made yet stronger, for my weaknesses become a portal to God's power. Amen. Like reading that in preparation to this, I was just like, wow, that is just so unbelievably perfect for what I'm trying to convey and talk to you about tonight. Even though you walk through the deepest valley and you have those really low moments, God makes us more powerful, and it's like when you push, like pressure makes diamonds. And it has for me, and it will for you as well. There's so many times where we're struggling for air, but this is more powerful than any mountaintop moment that I can have, because it gives us a chance to rely on the God who sent us here. It was when I fully relied on God and His power and the fact that He had changed my life that I would give it all to Him. And when you get it out, when the situation ends, when the bad stuff finishes, you end up in a so much higher place than you were before. It's just absolutely imaginable. I just want to say, if you are yet to experience this, if you are yet to experience what it's like to be on the mountaintop, or even what it's to be like in the valley, or even to focus on Him, then I encourage you that God is ready to pull you out of that valley. It's no coincidence that we hear so many stories about how people are struggling in life, like, you know, they've had everything just thrown at them, just beating them down, but they come to faith. They come to God because God is the one who always pulls you through. Now there's the intermediary. You're not up on the mountain. You're not down in the valley, but you're just chilling. There's just nothing kind of going wrong. Life's just smooth sailing, going along. It's not amazingly awesome, but it's not bad. Yeah, life's good, kind of, you know. When people ask you, you always said, yeah, it's good. Yeah, going well. It's at these times where our true character is revealed. It's at these times that whatever you do, what you do in the time where you feel like there's nothing happening, changes what happens when you get out and go up or go down again. So I've got one more verse for you here. So 2 Timothy 4:2. Proclaim the word of God and stand upon it no matter what. Rise to the occasion and preach when it's convenient and when it's not. Preach in full expression of the Holy Spirit with wisdom and patience as you instruct and teach the people. Preach in occasion when you're not. When you're in the deepest valley. When you're up on the mountain, just do it, because God is ready to bring you out. He has been with you this whole time. Even though it may seem like He's separated from you, it feels like He's so over there that you can't catch up. He's still there fighting your battles for you. You just feel like sometimes when you're in this medium time that you take a step back from faith, or you take a step back from God, but God never leaves you or forsakes you. There's no such thing as getting knocked back in faith. Jesus is the same today and forever, even yesterday as well. The Lord Himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid and do not be discouraged. Powerful words from Deuteronomy. He will never, ever, ever, ever leave you. I could probably add one more ever there, but I'm not going to. Well, you know, I understand that at the moment you're probably sitting here. Some of you might be falling asleep. I'm very sorry. But I'm going to say, what does that mean for me? How does it apply to my life? You know, that's cool, Josh. You've come from, you know, being a shy guy and now you can go up and preach to everyone. Yes, sweet. What about me? What about me? That's what I think sometimes when I'm listening to a message. And then you hear the preacher go and pull it back and you're like, whoa, man, chill. Anyway, I want to bring your attention to this rope, which I didn't mention at the start, but I'm going to now. It is not 2018 interior design. It is, in fact, purposeful. We have this rope which extends the length of the stage, and it does go, for those who are over here, it does go all the way out the door into forever. So imagine your life is this stage. You have this rope which is your life, and this part on the stage is what's happening in the now. What you can do with your life now depends on what happens. So what you do now is going to happen, is going to depend on what you do now to what you're going to hear in the future. Wow, that was really bad. Sorry, guys. Man. When you get to this rope, when you think about how short this is compared to eternity, you're like, what am I doing thinking about all of these bad things and keep myself in a rut when I don't need to be? In this life, in this small life that we have, this small stage that we have, it's this opportunity that we can change what eternity is like. We get a chance to be able to glorify the one who's given us this gift of being able to spend your life on earth with all of his people and all of his love that he's given to us as well. This is what Christians are living for. This is what we as Christians are living for. We're living to live here so that we glorify God and be able to live eternity celebrating what has happened here. We have to be thankful because this life is one of the best things for people who don't believe in faith. It's like this life and then that's it. But imagine if you could have the joy that you had in this life forever. That's what it's like to be a Christian. That's what it's like to follow God. So I really encourage you tonight, if you've never made this decision that this life is the one that I'm going to glorify my Father, that I don't want to just spend this life and then that's it, I can say that if you follow God and rely on God to get you out of your situation, because he will, it's the best decision you'll ever make. You'll never be put to shame. The best part is there is nothing that is stopping you from experiencing forever with God. All you have to do is to accept God and know that he is your Lord, he is your God, he is your Father, he is your friend, and your brother. He's your family, and it doesn't matter what the family here is like. What your family, your friends, your attitude, they are all wiped clean when you come to God. And you are free to live a life of complete satisfaction, not only here, but forever. And I encourage you just once more, if you have made this decision that God is in your life, I pray and hope that you will devote more compartments of your life to God, to be a part of God's family, to get involved. You will never be put to shame. I encourage you to run your race well. Go the distance in faith, because it's going to matter what you do here to what you're going to do in the future. I want to say thank you. And I pray that you would be able to meditate on this. So I'm just going to finish in prayer. Lord, thank you so much for the opportunity to come here tonight. And Lord, I know that you are the one who we are striving for. I pray that the ones who haven't made this decision yet, who don't yet know what it's like to follow you, I pray that you would lift them up to a higher place. I pray that we would be able to make the most of this abundant life that you've given us, to live in your presence with your people, Lord. We thank you for this opportunity, and we pray that we'll be able to act this in our life every single day, that we'll be able to make decisions based on you and what you think of us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.